to the Dr. Gwen Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and fulfilled life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring single parents. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life. The host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Welcome everyone to the Dr. Gwen Show. Today we're going to talk about your passion and your purpose. I get asked very often, what is the difference between the two? Well, your passion lights you up. It turns you on. It makes you happy. When you're involved in any activity that involves your passion, you definitely know it because your feelings are your barometer that really gives you what is actually going on inside. You completely feel happy about anything that you're doing that's related to your passion. Conversely, when you're involved in an activity that is not related to your passion, you feel contracted, you're sad, or you feel like there's something that's missing. Now, what is your purpose? Unlike your passion, that really is that fire in your belly that lights you up, your purpose is the fire you set in other people's bellies to light them up. Now, what do I mean about that? There are different individuals with different needs in our world, and we all are aware of that. We each have different abilities that we were born with. We have different talents and skill sets that we were born with. And every single one of us were put here for a specific reason, to fulfill a specific need. And that need is driven by our passion. So sometimes we go out and we engage in activities that we're going to be helping other people to fulfill some purpose in their life. Maybe it's some community activity where we're going out and we're feeding the homeless, or we may be going to the centers and reading a book or a letter for the elderly, or whatever the activity is. Do not feel that you have to engage in an activity that your soul does not sing for. Now, what do I mean by your soul singing for something? What I mean is you can identify the activities that really light you up. It doesn't have to be drudgery. In giving, you receive, and if you do not feel as though you are receiving, then that is probably not the activity that you need to be involved with. You need to find an activity that coincides with your passion that is going to help you to light someone else's light. Everything we do is energy. And if you are not coming from a joyous place where you are giving, then the other person to whom you're giving may not be receiving as beautifully and as bountifully as you would want it to be received. So what do you do about that? What you will have to do is you have to take inventory of yourself. And you also have to take inventory of the needs that are existing in the world. And as you look at the two, then you find a perfect match so that both of these can intersect at a point where the people you're serving are happy that you're serving them, and you are happy that you are serving these people. If it's not existing that way, then it's not the right fit. And what I would encourage you to do is to take a step back and give up that activity that you're actually involved in that is not benefiting you and no doubt not benefiting the other person as well. That activity is for someone else. Every single one of us each came into this world with a particular skill set or desire or talent. And applying those talents in the right areas will impact very powerfully those lives that we're trying to serve. If we, on the other hand, are engaged in an activity that does not fulfill us, then we are no more giving to the other person than we think that we are. In fact, we may be doing them an injustice because if we're not enjoying it, that energy, as I said, is also transmitting. Today, I encourage you to come to the place, a quiet place, where you can find what your passion is and how your passion can fulfill the needs of someone in the world today. Look at the needs, see how you can step out to fulfill whatever it is in the community. If you are having challenges identifying what your passion is, then here's what I would encourage you to do. Go on over to bedrgwen.com and take a look at some of the resources there. We are able to provide you with clarity around what your passions are. We can help you identify your top five passions and help you to fulfill on those passions by putting them into goals and action steps that you can now step out into the world, not only to help you to live a very powerful and fulfilling life, but also to help you to reach out to fulfill that mission that you think that you were put here for. I'd like to thank you for joining me today, and I would like you to go to my website to look around to see what resources are there. Also, follow me at thedrgwen.com on Twitter and The Dr. Gwen Show on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to our next time on The Dr. Gwen Show.